Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Gabe, and I'm very happy you're joining us for our lesson today about movies. And I know your English will improve. Now, what kind of movies do you like to watch? Are there any special movies that you like to watch around Christmas time? You know, I enjoyed watching The Grinch for the first time when I was in high school, that movie with Jim Carrey. And when I was younger, I watched Home Alone as a kid. Well, the title of today's lesson is Movies You Won't Want to Miss. Movies You Won't Want to Miss. Now, the movies in our lesson aren't about Christmas, but they are out this Christmas season. So here are some movies that you can look forward to seeing very soon. First, we have Star Wars, The Last Jedi, Coco, perhaps you've already seen this one, and Ferdinand. Those look like wonderful movies. Friends, open up your magazine and let's learn something new in English today.
Movies you won't want to miss. Holiday titles promise drama, action, and fun. The holidays wouldn't be the holidays without an exciting lineup of films from Hollywood. And audiences won't be let down by this year's titles. Without a doubt, Star Wars: The Last Jedi is the most highly anticipated film. At the end of 2015's The Force Awakens, audiences caught a glimpse of Luke Skywalker. Now, they will see what happens when he and Rey meet. Fans will also learn more about Finn, Poe, and Kylo Ren, and be introduced to some new aliens.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 let down 这个片语动词。let down 在这里是指让某人失望或者是失信于某人。例如 the team didn't let their fans down, they won the NFL championship. 这支球队没有让他们的球迷们失望，他们赢得了 NFL 的冠军头衔。或者是 as parents, you will try anything not to let your children down.身为父母，你会尽一切努力不让你的孩子失望。Let down 的中间也可以放代名词，例如 I know I let you down when I didn't show up. I'm sorry. 我知道我没有出现让你失望了，我非常抱歉。继续我们看的是 alien 这个名词。Alien 的意思是指外星人、外星生物或者是外国人。例如 ET is many movie fans' favorite alien. ET 是许多影迷最喜欢的外星人。Alien 也可以当形容词，意思是指外星来的或者是外星人的。例如 ,A farmer claimed he saw several alien spacecraft in his field. 一位农夫声称在他的农田里看到好几架外星人的太空船。或者是 Nathan believes in the existence of alien races that are more superior than us. Nathan 相信有优于人类的外星人族类的存在。
Thank you so much, Michelle. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, hi. Our lesson is about holiday movies, and it's the Christmas season.
Yes.
So do you have a favorite Christmas movie?
Actually, Gabe, there are so many Christmas movies out there I absolutely love. One of the Christmas movies that comes to my mind is called The Postcard.
Huh?
It's actually a really good movie. It's about...This soldier, I guess he writes this postcard and then somebody finds it. It's a long story, but it's a really cute story.
Wait, and, Rebecca, is that a newer movie or is that an old movie?
Well, no, actually. It's found on the Hallmark Channel back in America.
Ah, right. You know, that kind of reminds me of a movie called It's a Wonderful Life. And a lot of Christmas movies that are wonderful were made a long time ago. In fact...It's a Wonderful Life. A lot of the actors are dead. They're no longer around. But I suggest you find some time to watch It's a Wonderful Life and the movie Rebecca suggested, The Mail.
The Postcard.
The Postcard.
But speaking of It's a Wonderful Life, as a kid, we used to have to watch that movie every year. My dad wanted us to watch it. And I really didn't like it at the time. But now, I think it's the most amazing movie.
Well, when you have to do something, sometimes we don't enjoy it as much as if we get to do it or if we choose to do it. But today's lesson is called Movies You Won't Want to Miss. So you're not going to want to miss the movies that are in theaters this season.
And our lesson does say, holiday titles promise drama, action, and fun. That means that in these movies, there's going to be drama, action, and of course, lots and lots of fun.
And we see that word holiday right here in the first sentence again. The holidays wouldn't be the holidays without an exciting lineup of films from Hollywood. But let's take a minute and talk about that phrase, the holidays. Different countries have different holidays. They celebrate different holidays. But usually when I hear the term the holidays or the holiday season in America, people are talking about Christmas or the Christmas season.
That's right. So for example, we could say, during the holidays, families will often get together to celebrate. They'll get together to have meals, to go Christmas caroling, mm-hmm. or to even bake cookies.
That's right. Now, I just said it could be referring to the Christmas season, but if you celebrate Chinese New Year every year, that's a week-long holiday, you could also use this phrase. What are you doing for the holidays? Well, let's move on here, and audiences won't be let down by this year's titles. So people won't be disappointed by this year's movies.
Without a doubt, Star Wars, The Last Jedi, is the most highly anticipated film. Let's pause there for just a moment, and let's talk about a few words, starting with, without a doubt.
That's right. This is a very useful phrase, without a doubt, okay? You use it when talking about something that is so true that nobody is going to doubt it.
Without a doubt, you will find this phrase very useful if you would just use it. But another example. Without a doubt, our trip to Elan will be an amazing adventure.
And without a doubt, the latest Star Wars movie is the most highly anticipated of this season. Let's take a look at that word or those two words put together, highly anticipated. If something is highly anticipated, that means people have been eagerly waiting for it to come out.
For example, now, this is just an example. This year, the book, The Return of the Prince, is a highly anticipated book. A lot of people are looking forward to this book coming out.
Interesting.
And that was just an example. It's not a real book.
Okay. Well, I guess some fake people will be looking forward to this book coming out. But Rebecca, what about this Star Wars movie? Do you want to see Star Wars The Last Jedi?
Sure. Why not? Of course, it's a highly anticipated film, so I probably should make a point to go see it.
Well, the last Star Wars movie was really well received, and I think this one will be as well. So we read on here, at the end of 2015's The Force Awakens, audiences got a glimpse of Luke Skywalker, or they caught a glimpse at the very end of the movie of Luke Skywalker. Now they will see what happens when he and Rey finally meet.
And fans will also learn more about Finn, Poe, Kylo Ren, and be introduced to some new alien creatures. Exciting.
Well, Rebecca, are you curious about the cultural impact of Star Wars?
I'm glad you asked. Let's learn more about that in the InfoCloud.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, the first Star Wars movie was released in theaters, and it has been affecting American culture ever since.
A lot of uncertainty surrounded the release of Star Wars: A New Hope in 1977. It was so different from other movies of that time that it wasn't expected to do well.
Not only did it do well, audiences couldn't get enough of it. It also inspired directors to try new ways to tell their stories on screen and revolutionized special effects.
It was also the first movie to really capitalize on products related to the film. toys, lunchboxes, clothing, anything that could look like Luke Skywalker or Darth Vader or other icons from the film.
Star Wars has also had a lasting impact on American culture. On May 4th, Star Wars Day, it is not unusual to hear people use the phrase, "May the 4th be with you."
This is a play on words of one of the popular Star Wars lines, "May the Force be with you," which characters in the movies say to wish someone luck.
Another term that has been adopted from the movies is the dark side, which represents evil and selfish ambition.
Another fun phrase that I like to use when joking with friends is, "These are not the droids you're looking for." I'll change some of the words around to fit the situation. For example, "These are not the cookies you're looking for. There are no cookies here."
自从1977年《星际大战》上映到现在 ,Star Wars 就深深地影响美国文化。例如对于许多的星战迷 ,5 月4号 ,May the 4th, 是值得庆祝的星际大战日。因为在《星际大战》系列电影中有个经典的台词 ,May the Force be with you, 愿原力与你同在。其中 Force 的发音和第四 Fourth 很接近，因此这一句台词衍生出5月4号 May the 4th 这个非官方的星际大战日。另一个星战电影中的名言 These are not the droids you're looking for， 这些不是你在找的机器人，也常常被影迷套用在日常生活中，只是他们会用别的东西来取代 droids， 例如These are not the cookies you're looking for， 这些不是你在找的饼干。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air.
Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We're learning with a lesson called Movies You Won't Want to Miss. And this holiday season, it seems like there are a lot of great movies coming out. Movies that won't let you down. We've talked about a highly anticipated movie called Star Wars The Last Jedi. But what about animated films? I love watching cartoons and other animated films. Let's learn about some animated films right now.
Movies you won't want to miss. Animated films are always warmly welcomed, especially around the holidays. In Coco, young Miguel wants to be a great musician, just like his idol, Ernesto de la Cruz. But there's a ban on music in his family, and he doesn't know why. When Miguel finds himself in the land of the dead, he begins to discover the reason. Ferdinand tells the story of a big bull who is anything but a dangerous beast. Unfortunately, he's mistaken for one, captured, and taken to the bull ring. All he wants is to return to his family.
OK， 接下来我们看 idol 这个名词。idol 是指偶像或明星。例如 Melissa's childhood idol was Justin Timberlake。Melissa 年幼时的偶像是大贾斯丁。或者是 No one knew that this shy skinny boy would one day become a pop idol。没有人料想到这个害羞又瘦弱的男孩有一天会变成流行偶像歌手。idol 也指神像。例如 The people in this area worship an idol in the shape of an ox。这个地区的居民崇拜一个像牛的形状的偶像。最后我们看的是 ban 这个名词。ban 是指禁止或禁令。如果要说明是哪一方面的禁令，是用 on 这个介系词。例如 ,the city announced a ban on cycling on pedestrian walkways. 市政府宣布了在人行道上禁止骑脚踏车的命令。ban 也可以当动词，注意它的过去式还有过去分词都要重复字尾的 n 再加上 ed。例如 ,the questions about the movie star's private life were banned from the interview. 访谈中有关这位电影明星私生活的问题都是禁止提问的。And now let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, let's get right into those animated films. We read here, animated films are always warmly welcomed, especially around the holidays. Rebecca, do you like it when people make you feel warmly welcomed?
Well, of course. I think everybody likes to feel like they're warmly welcomed, and I am no exception, so of course.
Well, these movies are also welcomed by a lot of people. Everyone likes to see animated films. In Coco, young Miguel wants to be a great musician, just like his idol, Ernesto de la Cruz. Well, before we continue, you see that word idol in this sentence. That reminded us of the word to idolize somebody or something. And that means to make something or somebody more important in your heart than they should be.
And this reminds me, I think a lot of young people these days, especially in America, but really around the world, they see celebrities on TV and they end up idolizing those celebrities.
You're right about that. Maybe they idolize it. They put these people up on what we call a pedestal, and they become more important in our hearts than they should be, right? But this word idol in our lesson, it's usually used in more of a fun way to talk about somebody who is famous, somebody that people just look up to. So just because someone might be a pop idol doesn't mean that people necessarily idolize that person.
Exactly. So back to our lesson, we're learning about Miguel and how he wants to become this great musician. And we continue. But there's a ban on music in his family, and he doesn't know why.
Yeah, what does that mean? There's a ban on music?
Well, that means that in his family, they're not allowed to play music.
Ah, right, and he doesn't know why. He's going to find out, perhaps. You just saw a picture there of him dancing with what looks like a skeleton. Interesting. We read here, when Miguel finds himself in the land of the dead, I guess that's where this is, he begins to discover the reason.
Ferdinand tells a story. Ah, we're moving on to the next movie. Ferdinand tells the story of a big bull who is anything but a dangerous beast. Now let's talk about that phrase, anything but something else.
Right, okay, if it's anything but, that means it's not at all what comes after this phrase, okay? So this sentence could be rephrased, he's not dangerous at all. He's anything but a dangerous beast.
For example, or another way that you can use this phrase, you could say, our trip to Bali was anything but adventurous.
Oh.
It was relaxing, it was peaceful, it was quiet, but not adventurous.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was boring and, you know, we didn't do anything.
Well, no, of course not. It was a great trip. It just didn't involve a lot of adventure.
Ah, I see. Okay, so friends, this is a very useful phrase, anything but. And Ferdinand, this bull is anything but a dangerous beast. Although, Rebecca, if you take a look at this picture, you might think he is a dangerous beast, right?
Oh, yeah, especially since he has those horns.
Well, right. Actually, friends, he was stung by a bee, which made him do this, which made him appear to be a dangerous beast. And we read on here, unfortunately, he's mistaken for one, captured and taken to the bull ring. And to be mistaken for something is another great phrase. It's very useful. It means to think or believe that something is what it's not, okay? Especially used when something looks like it could be something else. So Ferdinand looks like he could be a dangerous beast. That's why he's mistaken for one.
Exactly. And yet all he wants is to return to his family. Well, friends, right now it's time for something fun. It's time for the
SC Challenge.
Yes. Hey everyone, welcome to the SE Challenge, and we have a very special player today. This is Luke.
Hey everyone, thanks Rebecca for having me.
Well, thank you for joining us. Are you excited about talking about movies?
Yeah, I don't really know what to expect, but yeah, I'm ready.
Do you like to watch movies?
Yeah. I like certain genres of movies.
Oh, great. Do you enjoy holiday movies?
Ooh. Yeah, those are usually pretty fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, today's lesson is called Movies You Won't Want to Miss.
Mm.
So we have some movies that are coming out during this holiday season, and they're movies you are going to want to watch. So the first question I have for you, and of course, friends, you know the drill, try to answer the questions as well. Number one, what do holiday movies promise this year? A, drama and fun. B, action and drama. C, drama, action, and fun. Or D, only fun.
I'm going to go with C, drama, action, and fun.
Well, I'm glad you chose that answer because it is correct.
Yes.
Good job, Luke.
Sweet.
One point for you. Number two, which is the most highly anticipated film? A, Star Wars, The Last Jedi. B, Coco. C, Darkest Hour. D, The Greatest Showman.
This one is a no-brainer for me.
Oh, okay. And what's the correct answer?
I think it's Star Wars.
Are you sure?
I am positive.
Well, you are correct.
Yes.
Good job, Luke.
Because that's my most anticipated film.
Ah, really? Okay, great. Well, I know that you're going to go see that movie this year.
Oh, yeah.
And number three, in Coco, what does Miguel want to become? A, an artist. B, a musician. C, a scientist. Or D, a dog trainer.
I choose musician. I think he's a musician.
B, a musician?
Yeah.
That's correct, Luke. Great job. 3 out of 3. 100%. Well, friends, thank you for joining us. I know that you answered those questions correctly. And make sure you check out some of these holiday movies.
Bye, guys.
Well, Rebecca, I gotta say, that SC challenge was anything but boring.
Oh, so you mean it was exciting.
Oh, yeah.
You bet. Hey, well, of all the movies that we've learned about today, mm-hmm. which would you like to go see?
You know, I read Ferdinand as a kid's book when I was a child. I think that would be cool. But Coco seems really interesting because it seems really different.
Hmm, so either Ferdinand or Coco.
Yeah.
Why not just go see both of them?
Hey, that's a good idea, but we can't right now. We got to say goodbye. Friends, make sure to come back next time to learn more right here at
Studio Classroom.
A friend helps at all times. Okay, now we can go see
it. Okay,
a friend trusts at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. A friend gives at all times. A friend cares at all times. A friend endures at all times. A good friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.